I'm talking this evening to Idan Jan, who is the CEO and one of the founders of a fintech startup company called Funder. Idan, good evening.
How are you doing, Chris? Thank you for having me.
I refer to you as a fintech, but that's not strictly true. It's not just a fintech. You do an awful lot of other things. And your main thrust, if I can put it that way, is helping to fund small and medium enterprises, which in South Africa and in many other countries in the world have a very, very difficult job in trying to attract funding.
Yes, 100%. I mean, like you're saying, it's a global phenomenon where small businesses, small and medium businesses per se, just cannot get access into funding. I mean, recent stats by the National Credit Regulator show that most businesses do not last more than 2 years because of the sole purpose of them cannot getting access into funding. So there's a big funding gap in South Africa. There was a study done recently by a company called FinFund estimating the credit gap in the country to be 86 billion rand for these small businesses. That means that these businesses are essentially relatively good businesses. They're stable businesses. They're financially healthy businesses, but they just cannot get access into credit from the financial sector. And that's what has given rise into lending startups such as Funder to come into the market and start servicing these small businesses with alternative underwriting models to give them unsecured term loans in a really quick turnaround time.
Okay. Before we get into the meat of it, give us a feel of the company itself. I've referred to you as a founder of Funder.
Yeah.
I had difficult to get my tongue around that. But yes, you've got a partner in there as well.
Yeah. So I've got a co-founder. His name is Jared. He's a CA. So he's come from a financial background. Myself, I'm more of an operational founder. I was involved in a group that had more than 80 small businesses under its umbrella. So I was very much hands-on operationally with small businesses. From that time, I actually saw the inability to access funding. I saw healthy businesses, stable businesses that the banks just did not look at. If they did look at, there would be like a 12 to 14 week turnaround time. Unfortunately, due to the nature and the volatility of these small businesses, especially in the current economy, they need the money now. So I saw myself and my partner saw a big gap to enter this market. We got investors on board and now we're rolling. We've been operational for over 14 months, so it's quite exciting.
And there's a very positive consequence of all of this. Given the fact that small and medium enterprises are, again, globally, the biggest employers around the world, not the large corporates. So again, you're fulfilling a hugely important social role.
Exactly, it's impacting investing in some way, if you can call it. I mean, currently there's the stats saying that small businesses employ more than 60% of the South African South African employment market. So we see that small businesses are the driving forces behind South Africa, and in essence, by us providing them with debt funding to help grow operations and scale and carry on operating, in terms we hopefully growing the economy and growing employment in the country.
Traditional banks, in my long experience of looking at them, don't understand SMEs. They don't understand customers of retailers and things like that. In fact, what they do seem to understand is big business, and that's fair enough. And that's maybe their prime expertise. Why is it, you think, that traditional banks just can't go in and fill the gap when it comes to SMEs?
You know what? It's a question that baffles us at Funder every day, because obviously they've got the pockets, they've got the know-how. I believe the banking system in South Africa is very advanced, so I'm a big fan of them on the transactional side and the innovation side. But when it comes to lending to these small businesses, I can't quite pin it. I think there's not enough margin and there's not enough skin for them. You understand? I don't think there's not enough appetite for them to service these small businesses. The amount of work they'll have to put in for the small amount of margins that they will make, I think they just choosing to overlook them, not in terms of capability, just in terms of demand and want.
And also, I suppose, if you use a traditional lending model for SMEs, you're probably going to come up with the wrong solution. Whereas you guys have got what's called an automated credit model. Walk us through that.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. So when we built Funda, we said, how can we build a credit model that uses both traditional as well as alternative data? When we talk about the banks, what they do is they look at traditional data, they look at financial data, they look at credit reports, audited financials for the past 3 years, insurance policies, retirement annuities, all of these sort of data that they plug into their models. When we formed Funda, we said, how can we start looking at things differently? How can we not backtrack all our data and start actually looking at forward-thinking data? So when we created our model, we're currently using over 100 different data points that we plug in. We look at VAT statements. So what is their VAT patterns looking like? We look at social media. How do they engage with customers? What is their reviews? Are they promoting? Are they doing marketing? What is the engagement with their customer? That shows us how they're willing, how they market their business, how they're increasing revenue within their business. We look at, obviously, personal credit score, business credit score, six-month bank statements. We actually strip and analyze the business from the bank statements because we understand these guys are not financially audited and we can't rely on management accounts or financials to give us a clear picture of the business. We have to actually do the groundwork ourselves. So we built this model, which, like you said, is mostly automated. When I say mostly, I mean there's obviously a few companies that would have to have a lot of human intervention because we just simply cannot understand the mechanics. Our vision in future is to build industry-specific models, so credit models within our credit model to focus specifically on certain industries to understand it and to provide credit in a much more efficient way.
And which, you mentioned certain industries, which kind of industries would you be concentrating on?
So currently and organically, and I'm saying organically because we have not marketed ourselves in any way, 80% of our book is in the retail space. So I think just to touch on your point earlier that you said the banks don't like to look at retail, that is a pure example of what we're seeing. When I say is organic, because we've never marketed ourselves as a retail lender. We've never done marketing in the retail space. It just happens to be that 80% of the acceptance applications that we receive through our website have been in the retail space. We've done supermarkets. We've done clothing manufacturers. We've done a guy in Pretoria that manufactures his own hair products, which is amazing to see. This guy has a really good operation. So we've actually gotten to see like very interesting businesses.
Fantastic. And then finally, where does Funda get its funding from?
So that's a good question. I mean, at the beginning, my partner and I had to bootstrap the business. So we put all of our life savings into the business and we 100% used that to fund the book. So stripped away every single cent that we had and just started giving it out into loans and churning that money. We were fortunate enough that 2-3 months ago, we managed to secure a substantial investment from an angel investor in Cape Town. So he's given us an equity investment and a big credit facility for us to tap into, because essentially we need money to lend out money. So now we finally have some substantial debt behind us and a bit of stock so we can carry on growing the book and growing the business and help other small businesses.
Fantastic. Idan Jahn, CEO and co-founder of Funda, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you,
and
Chris.
Good luck for the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.